Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Our sponsors on the line are talking about the president of the World Boxing Organization, Francisco Paco Vargas. So, and Paco, what's happening with Tyson Fury, our world heavyweight champion? When's he going to fight?
I don't know. Probably June. I was talking to Vladimir, who called me on my birthday on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that Bern, who's the guy who run the company for Vladimir, K2, Bern Bonte, and they told me that they expect that they can have a date on June.
And that fight's going to happen in the United Kingdom, Wembley Stadium?
Yeah, most probably UK.
Okay. Is Andre Ward, is he in line to fight Sergey Kovalev, the crusher of the WBO undefeated light heavyweight champion? Is that fight supposedly in the making?
No, not now.
No.
If he's going to fight Kovalev, he must fight somebody first.
Interesting. Okay, of course, he's fighting, I think, the 26th at home. Nobody's got any publicity out here. What happened to Andre Ward? He was a 2004 Olympic gold medalist, and he never made it to the top of boxing as far as, like, making that super money and being the superstar. I mean, he's been a star, but not a superstar. How come?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, he got the skills like champions should have, and he's a great fighter. He can fight. He could be starred like he was, you know, when he was with Doug Goosen. But, you know, litigation, that's the problem, litigation. That was the mistake I think he made.
When he litigated. What Paco's talking about is that, of course, Dan Goosen and Andre Ward got into a bit of a pissing contest with each other and went to court, and they went back and forth. And Andre Ward, a lot of his career was taken away. Now, he told me he'd be retired by 2012. 8 years into his career, and now it's 2016. He's still going, so I guess that's not going to happen. Okay.
Yep.
The WBO welterweight title is going to be on the line, of course. What's happening with that? Jesse Vargas is a new champion?
Yeah, Jesse Vargas is a new champion, and Pacquiao and Bradley, they're going to fight now for the international title, and the winner most probably going to fight Jesse Vargas. And we have a special, very special belt for two WBO super champions, Bradley and Pacquiao.
Of course, once beaten Tim Bradley, the only fight he lost was to Manny Pacquiao. Of course, he had that controversial win over Manny Pacquiao, but they're going to go a third time April the 9th live from Las Vegas. I think, is that on pay-per-view or HBO?
And we'll be a pay-per-view, and will be a great fight. That's a pick-em fight.
It's a pick-em fight. Of course, it's an even fight between the two guys. No guy has ever dominated in their prior two fights. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking with Paco Vargas, of course, the president of the World Boxing Organization. You can always find out what the WBO is doing. Of course, they're very transparent. Go to their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com for the latest in rankings, championship fights, where the WBO is going. Their charity work is all there at WBOboxing.com. Or you can follow the WBO on Facebook. What's happening with the lighter division, like the 115-pounder, what's his name, Inoue,
he's going to fight Carmona, the Mexican. He's a mandatory. They're supposed to fight in May in Japan, in Tokyo. But I don't know if he's going to stay in the weight because he can be dominating. He can be very strong in any division, including 118 and 122.
What's going to be the stop? You know, they always talk about these guys winning division after division, and then they a lot of them get stopped in their tracks. Okay, this kid's got a lot of ability, and he punches hard. And I've had a couple of guys that have sparred with him told me that he hits so hard they don't want to spar with him anymore. Does he hit that hard?
Yeah, he can punch. He can box. He got a big heart. And he just have six or seven fights. And he was a champion in 108. Then he moved all up to 115. But he's very strong, and most probably have to move up to 118 soon.
WBO lightweight champion, undefeated Terry Flanagan of the UK. Of course, the 2015 Fighter of the Year, the WBO Fighter of the Year. He beat Derry Matthews last week to retain the title, unanimous nod across the board. Still undefeated. Getting better with every fight, Paco.
Yeah, I will say that in my Twitter. He looked very good in the last fight, and he's much better champion now. I don't know if Verdejo can beat him. Verdejo is there. They are, you know, they are thinking that he can fight for the title late this month, but I'm not sure that Verdejo can beat Flanagan.
We're talking about Felix Verdejo of the Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah.
The undefeated Puerto Rican.
The prospect, the Golden Boy prospect.
The Golden Boy prospect, following in the footsteps of people like Felix Trinidad. I mean, that's and Benitez and maybe never Gomez. But what I'm trying to say, nobody comes close to Gomez, do they?
Trinidad was very close, but Gomez got more skills and most. But it's like if you ask me about Roberto Alomar and Juan Gonzalez, I can tell you that Juan Gonzalez was my favorite, but Alomar was the whole package.
Interesting. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Of course, this hour we're talking with boxing president, the World Boxing Organization president, Francisco Paco Valcarcel. Now, Billy Joe Saunders, bit of an upset winner over Andy Lee. What's he going to do next?
He's going to fight
Max Bursack.
Yeah, Max Bursack in May in Manchester, most probably. I was talking to his promoter, Frank Warren, and he told me that that would be a great fight there in Manchester.
Andy Lee was supposed to beat him. Everybody said that he didn't have it. He wasn't going to bring it. And Billy Joe Saunders went out there and he won clearly.
Yeah, and he put him down.
Yeah.
It was close to BKO, Andy Lee. I was there in the fight in Manchester. And he looked great that day. And, you know, Saunders is a great, great fighter. You know, the Gypsy is a great, great fighter.
We've got Gypsies now fighting. Now, when's the last time we had two Gypsies holding WBO titles? We got the heavyweight.
Never ever.
Never ever. I mean, the heavyweight champion Tyson Fury is a Gypsy as well, but... and when we say gypsies, it's open to discussion. Let's talk about the cruiserweight champion. He Glowacki, is that Glowacki? They call him Head. I call him Cry. Cry Head Glowacki, 25-0 AAA, 16 KOs. Of course, he beat up Marco Huck, and you thought that he was going to win that fight. But I'm telling you, Paco, Marco was on a hell of a run. And I thought Marco was good for another few title defenses.
Yeah, but let me tell you, Glowacki can fight, and he's going to fight Cunningham, who is a tough cookie. I don't know. I cannot tell anybody who's going to win that fight, because that fight will be very, very tough fight for both. But Michael's still a player in that division, too, because Michael was beating. He was winning that fight when he got KO.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Talking about Marco Huck, the former champion, of course, the long-reigning WBO Cruiserweight champion. Steve USS Cunningham. 28-7, 13 KOs. He knocked down Tyson Fury, didn't he? I think he might have. One of those guys knocked down Tyson Fury.
I have to shake. I know he got beat by somebody, but I have to shake, because Tyson Fury is a heavyweight who can move and tall. He's not a puncher, but in the heavyweight division, if you get hit by anybody, you're going to be down, in the canvas. But I'm not sure that he get beat by Cunningham. Yeah.
Cunningham is a good fighter, and of course Glowacki is a good fighter as well. Undefeated, 25-0, 18 wax. At 200 pounds, Paco, we talked about this before. Is there ever going to be a super heavyweight division?
No. Because then we have the cruiserweight, and we have problem with the cruiserweight. Now, if we got a super heavyweight, then we're going to have problem with the cruiser and the heavyweights.
Interesting. So when you look at the upcoming convention, it's going to be in December, and no, I take it back, in October in Puerto Rico. What are your goals between now and then?
Yeah, we're going to be the Caribe Hilton in Puerto Rico on October the 17th. We got the deal, we got everything, and you will see everything in the webpage, WBO webpage on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. So, Paco, you are home in Puerto Rico now. So, when do you go back on the road?
Yeah, I'm in Puerto Rico. I will be back on the road for Christmas, for spring break.
Yeah.
I'm going to be with my wife and my daughter and my grandkids. And we're going to be all together in Orlando, Florida for 6 days.
Hey, is Orlando, Florida, San Juan number two?
Yeah, Orlando, Florida is it's like San Juan, the extension of San Juan.
It's Barica land. Listen, when I went to New York, I'm Puerto Rican. When I went to New York the first time, I didn't think there were any Puerto Ricans left in Puerto Rico. I thought they were all in New York.
Yeah, now we got close to a million in all Florida, but especially in Central Florida. Orlando, cities like Orlando, Kissimmee, that's Puerto Ricans.
That's Puerto Rican. Talk to me about the latest WBO venture into the world of the anti-drug program. Was it the 15th Invitational? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, we're gonna stay working with the gyms, and we're gonna stay working against the drug. Now you know what we are doing, Pedro. We have the former WBO champions and other like you remember Escalera, Serrano, who was in prison because drugs. Mm-hmm. Now he's helping a lot with WBO. He's working with us with the kids. You know, we have a lunch every month.
Sammy's
and then we invite the young fighters, yeah. And then we talk about against drugs in that lunch that we have every month. And we are doing great. And you know, I want everybody to do all around the world. That we use the WBO former champion, prospect, regional champions to talk to the other kids in the gyms, and you know, we that way we can help the world.
Well, you obviously have to reach out, because if you don't reach out, somebody reached out to me, Paco. I mean, that's just the way it was. There are kids, high-risk kids, that go through their adolescent years, and some of them fall off the tracks. And the reason why they fall off the tracks is that somebody's not there to help them. In this case, it's the WBO. How many boxing gyms are you guys sponsoring around the world? How many gyms do you think? How many?
A lot, Pedro. I can tell you how many, but we have a lot all around the world.
Well, I always wish you the best. I thank you for your time, sir. Good luck in Puerto Rico. And, of course, have a wonderful time with your family and for the holiday in Orlando.
Okay, you too, Pedro. Have fun in the Holy Week. You should be at the church. And, you know, that's a moment to do it.
Francisco Paco Varcacel on Sports Byline.